I am Nancy Shapiro, and I'm the Assistant Health Commissioner of the Delaware General Health District. And what I'm going to talk to you about is this thing that happened in 2006, but it's how we really capitalized and worked with APHA in our community to promote National Public Health Week that has really led for a foundation for us for other successful events and publication of what we do. And I think I hit the arrow key. I was going to say that I've earned $1 million promoting National Public Health Week, but that is not the case. So I have no relationships to disclose. Before 2006, we've done a number of things to try to get the media and others involved in National Public Health Week, to try to get them to understand a little bit about what we do in public health and have our community understand that. And had open houses, and our staff actually did like the cooking, and we brought it in, and our elected officials like free food, so they would show up, but that would be about it. We had staff appreciation events, we had a litter cleanup, nothing really worked. The picture down there is the little brown house that I started my employment in 1984. We've eventually moved to a new, larger facility, it was a nice little mission house, and that was the health department, and that's where we had like the bake sale stuff and things. So, but we really had a difficult time getting the media to hear our message of what public health was, and again, to focus on the issue of the day, whatever that may be. A little bit about what we, who we are. Delaware General Health District was the pilot site for an HOKCH process, and that was conducted in 1998. And believe it or not, that led the foundation for what happened in 2006. There were about 10 pilots around the country. We were one of the few that really that held fidelity to the method of the PACE process, which NACHO then used to promote it in other areas of the country. We're the fastest growing county in Ohio, or about 11th fastest growing in the nation. The recession has slowed that down a bit. Building has slowed, as were everything else. The number one priority identified by the PACE process was rapid growth and development, its effect on the community, the loss of green space. When I started in 1984, the county had about 50,000 residents, and we were very rural. We're a bedroom community of Columbus and the wealthy suburb of Columbus. In 1980, we had 53,000, almost 54,000 residents. As of 2010, the estimate is 168,000. You can imagine the loss of green space, the loss of ruralness, the loss of farmland, and with that, the lack of infrastructure. Having H1N1 clinics in our community was a disaster in some respects because people could not get there. We have some roads, but the sheriff's office wouldn't let us do some things to close them down and those kinds of things because of traffic. So in 1998, the rapid growth was really felt to be an issue, but it was too complex for the community to really deal with at the time. And so they really focused on some things like green space and then hiking and biking trails. And we've made a lot of progress in that area. Based on the 1998 PACE process, our parks levy for preservation parks, just preservation parks, passed finally after 7 tries, and we now have, I think, about 8 parks in the community that is just for green space, in addition to the other parks and recs that we have. It's a highly educated population. With the change in the size, we have the old guard versus the new guard, so you have a lot of political issues with that. It's a conservative community, so they were part of the process of changing our electorate this last, and I'm not proud of that, but that's what's happened. And but because of the affluence and the education of our community, they really care about quality of life issues. And so that's a real benefit for the health department. So the theme for 2006 was designing healthy communities, raising healthy kids. And this is what the theme was trying to get us to do. And it showcased the built environment. And again, because of our infrastructure issues, that's why we were chosen, and I'll get into what we were chosen for. But this was the theme, and it offered us a unique opportunity that we were real hesitant about, but I'll explain why. So, this is what APHA asked us to do, and all the National Public Health Week stuff is archived, and that's really nice, because I was able to go back and actually get the slide of what they wanted us to do. So, wanted us to really assess the state of the local built environment, identify areas for improvement, encourage local public health officials and others to implement model solutions, and educate policymakers. And that's the issue that we really focused on, was the education piece. So what happened out of the PACE process, we have a employee by the name of Susan Sutherland. She's one of my staff, and I'm very proud of Susan. But she, as I said, we maintain fidelity to the PACE process, which NHTSA was very appreciative of. It's, if you've done PACE before, it's the environmental health assessment. It's a little bit different than the personal health assessment that is MAP. You kind of get perceived ideas, and then you try to match data to it and actually just deal with the issues that the community perceives are concerns in the environment. And NHTSA staff, with Susan's work, she has traveled all over the country for NHTSA promoting the PACE process, and she's also featured nationally on a Grand Rounds panel. So we're really proud of her and the work that we've done in this area, and NHTSA was too. So they recommended to APHA that we be a Blue Ribbon community, and I don't know how often they've done the Blue Ribbon communities or they've ever done it again, but it was very beneficial for us. We didn't think we would qualify. We put a little case study together. We thought they'd take it and look at it and then throw it out. And then we received a call from APHA that we were accepted as one of the Blue Ribbon communities, and there were five in the country. And we all just went, oh, I guess we'll do this then. And we began making plans for the events that we were going to have for the week of National Public Health Week. And then they told us what we had to do. We're going to be featured on the National Public Health website. We're still there. If you allow pop-ups to come up, you can find it. We were featured in all the outreach and media efforts, pitches to Parade Magazine, other media markets. Our community would be featured in the Nation's Health, which it was. And an event will be held in your community during National Public Health Week. And during that time, Pat Mayle was the president of APHA at the time. And I got to pick her up at the airport, and she spent a couple days with us and promoting the event, which was really a great media event for us. And then they asked a representative of our community to speak in D.C. at a kickoff event. And so all those things were such positive things that we really felt that there was no way we could turn down this opportunity. So these are the people. Fran is our health commissioner, and she is a former executive board member of APHA. She's standing over there. The other folks, and I don't know who everyone is because I just didn't look that up, but it's Riverside County, California. They made a more walkable community. When we looked at their bios versus ours, we were going, why did they choose us? But it was cool. Highlands Garden Village here in Colorado, I guess it's about 10 minutes outside of Denver. They took an abandoned amusement park, revitalized it, and mixed with mixed-use development. It was successful in 2006. I'm assuming it still is. Centennial Place, Atlanta, they created mixed-income housing, revitalizing and safening a community. And Winchester Greens in Richmond, Virginia, they did mixed-use, mixed-income housing, which increased safety and decreased crime and improved the environment. So that's who these partners were standing there. And there's Pat giving with Fran and our little trophy, plaque. And the plaque was lovely. What APHA didn't tell anybody was that it also weighs about 10 pounds. It is slate and has brass on it. I'm not kidding. She had trouble getting it home in her luggage, and she was like, no one told me it's going to be this heavy. But we display it proudly in our office, and it's something that we have used in grant applications. We have recently received a CDC apprentice out of the apprentice program, and this is one of the things that we were able to highlight with our community. So the National Public Health Week has had other benefits. We received recognition, again, from national and local media. We had Pat Mayle come, which, again, local media in a smaller community loves that. To get the publicity when the president comes to your annual meetings, but coming to a community within was just a really great thing. We held an event, which I'll talk about in a second, and we highlighted the build community within our county, which was again something that we were trying to do all along, but weren't that successful at because it was just such a huge issue to tackle with growth. Our major event was a Greenways Forum. And the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium should be in Columbus, but it's not. It's in Delaware County. And if you've never visited Columbus and or Delaware County, it has been ranked the number one zoo in the country the last 2 years. We are very, very proud of that, passing over San Diego. It is a major tourist attraction. They've been very, very wise. We have a local levy that supports the zoo. And they've been able to buy up land in our southern part of the county, it's in Powell. And they have just been expanding and expanding, and we have a great guerrilla program. I could go on for days about the Columbus Zoo. But they were very, very generous, and they always have been with us, in letting us hold an event there, which again helped draw people in, because you got a free admission to the zoo. And then what we did was we focused on the built environment, and we had a number of speakers from all over the Central Ohio area talking about land use, aging, building for the aging community, parks and recs, all kinds of stuff. And after the entire day event, we also did some field trips, and people who were interested could sign up, and we took them and showed them what we had been talking about all day. Just look at my notes here. We talked about the retention of green space, the development of an all-access playground. Powell, the village, the city that the zoo is located in, has a commitment to park development and improvements. And since this issue, we had this discussion, their local levy passed for, increasing parks. I don't know if it had any effect, but on the elected officials that attended, they had a better understanding of what we needed to do. And it's also, with the PACE process and with everything that we've been talking about, there's been a long-range bike and walking path connectivity plan that links up not only the local city parks, our county parks, but also metro parks, which Columbus has control of as a separate park district, because a lot of them are located in suburbs. We're trying to get bike paths all with connectivity throughout the community. It's going to take a long time to do because of the cost, but it's really something that's now in the master plan, which is great. Just here, these are people eating. I couldn't find great pictures of our Greenways Forum. This other folk, so those are people eating, but those are attendees. We had over 90 people come. On the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, the long-range plan, talking again about what they were doing with their land and how they were going to utilize it with the new polar bear exhibit, which just opened last year, and some other things. The nice thing about the zoo is that it's also a botanical garden, so it really has helped beautify the community. So. The second major event we focused on was with kids, and this unfortunately was not as successful. We partnered with our local YMCA and tried to do an event that really focused on just physical activity and eating fruits and vegetables and those kinds of things. Our health educators came up there. It's yogurt with fruit faces the kids could play with and then eat. We had vendors providing information for children and parents, but the attendance just wasn't that great. And we don't know whether it was just people were kind of tired or whatever. It was a Saturday morning, it just wasn't a good time, they're running errands, whatever. But the only thing that did happen is the YMCA, it was the first time we partnered with them, and they were a relatively new organization in the community, and now their director is on the Board of Health. So again, creating more opportunities for us in the future. And so the benefits for us participating were that we could highlight specific issues and concerns, create a media interest in what we do. It presented our staff an opportunity to talk about what they do. And, you know, it's really hard for some of our staff, especially environmental health, to go out and they do a lot of enforcement. And it's so nice to have something positive to talk about and have people respond positively. So it really, everyone was proud of what we did and the fact that we were selected. We worked together. We had a whole team of people putting these events on. Susan, who was starting the planning, her dad had a stroke in the middle of it, of the planning, and so other people had to step in and take responsibility for putting everything together, and they did a great job. And it celebrates public health and the work we do. So I would encourage you to really get involved with National Public Health Week. We've done other things since then that have been so positive in our community. We had an open house this last year that we coupled with another event. We had several hundred people coming through the health department and doing some healthy activities. They won some prizes on the physical fitness kind of stuff, getting kids active. We had adult grab bag things, and we had kids activities and stuff. So real positive. The other thing I just want to briefly mention was Ohio Public Health Association. We have a partner. We have the ability to have organizational members. And one of the organizational members we have is a PR firm. And they wanted to do something for National Public Health Week last year. So what they did was they did some podcasts, and it was just the voices of public health. And we had selected people, one in my agency, I think one in Cuyahoga, I don't know, all over the state, that they recorded of what they do with obesity prevention or different things. And when you just heard it, you kind of go, that's a little boring. So we're looking this year to do Facebook and to try to do some YouTube videos and try to kick it up a notch to have them on. Again, just easily explaining what public health is and what we do every day. So that's what the association is looking to do in the future. So I guess we'll hold questions, and I'm done.